Hello, everyone, and welcome to Plausible Audible Pauses. If you're new to these podcasts and don't know me, you're probably wondering just what the hell it is you've stumbled into. First of all, my name's Dave. Nice to meet you. You'll be hearing a lot out of me should you decide to stick around. I'm currently in my mid-20s, having graduated college recently. However, while others go out into the world finding useful, lucrative, and entertaining ways to implement their skills, I've decided to travel a road more cost-effective for my time, money, and patience. See, any fool can take what they've learned in school and in their lives and toss it up on the internet for others to learn from, but I'm prepared to tell you that after a B average in 8 years in 2 colleges, on top of my life spent as a slacker and as a failure of a gamer, I haven't learned a thing. It's all pretty much a horrible rainbow of incoherent memories. And after a life like that, what else is there to do but dunk my head into the pool, grab one of the lingering, twisted thoughts in my teeth, and spit it out onto the internet? Granted, a lot of thoughts, memories, and opinions might be biased, coarse, gauche, or based on things that never happened, but if I cared at all about accuracy in any facet, I'd never have come to the internet in the first place. So with that said, sit back, relax, and listen in for some stuff that just might be believable. Or rather, it's time for some plausible, audible pauses. Yeah, and every time I ask them to wash the dishes or anything, they always end up waiting, like, 3 weeks. It's like goddamn Whimsy's house.
The dramatic term for it is a Sisyphean endeavor. The cinema term for it is Chinatown. The common term for it is a losing battle. But my term for a phenomenon where there's no way out of a bad situation, usually involving being surrounded by idiots who refuse to learn anything, is called Whimsy's house. Whimsy's house, in the tradition of Allegra's Window, Eureka's Castle, and Lanchop's Play-Along, is one of the many, many puppet pretenders that saturated children's programming back in the old days. The only difference between Whimsy's house and the others is an odd formula that sticks out in my memory, perhaps falsely. Without getting into the show with clips and quips, and subsequently getting shot in the head by the nostalgia critic for stealing his shtick, Whimsy's house usually involved a stereotypical Arthur-style array of kids who live with their elderly guardian, Yaya. Yes, Yaya. The formula works thusly. Kids do something stupid, Yaya finds out, tells the kids it's wrong, they sing a crappy song, and go about their business, only to immediately repeat the same mistake.
They didn't learn a lesson, and that's the end of the movie.
Another song follows, but the point is this. The pen may be mightier than the sword, but I'm willing to bet a nail bat is mightier than a spontaneous musical number.
Come here!
Now that, in my expert opinion, is an ass.
And probably more fun, too.
I've always liked cold weather better than warm weather. Cold weather, you can always put on another layer. Warm weather, there's only so many layers you can take off before you get arrested. And then only a couple more before you die. If the first rule of Fight Club is not to talk about Fight Club, how do they ever talk about the rules of Fight Club? If they mean don't talk about Fight Club outside of Fight Club, they really ought to be more specific. But maybe they're just trying to limit themselves because of the first rule of Fight Club. When a radio station advertises less or even no commercials, doesn't that count as a commercial? Disney, I have a question for you. Your films used to incorporate fairy tales. Hell, even up to Emperor's New Groove was based on the Emperor's New Clothes, and I'd accept that. But what the hell is up with Lilo and Stitch? Lilo and Stitch is the story of a genetically engineered monster who farts, spits, and destroys his way out of an intergalactic prison, crash lands on Earth, gets obsessed with Elvis music, and learns the meaning of family from a rabid, retarded little troll girl and her completely irresponsible guardian. I mean, maybe I'll accept the Elvis thing because Elvis was kidnapped by aliens, as we all know. But seriously, what the hell is the matter with you people? Well, I think that's enough for one day. Next time, a plausible audible pause smearing of one of my greatest adversaries, Harry Potter.
Princeton, New Jersey, 1935. Lady Liberty is in peril once more as Adolf Hitler and the Red Baron join forces to do battle against the crime stoppers of the 23rd century. But only one man can rise to the challenge. Sheriff Barack Obama.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Don't miss his newest spy-flying adventure as he and the legendary Merry Men of Robin Hood fight for freedom and justice across time and space.
Now you know that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Brought to you by friendly Dr. Bunny's adhesive soap, manufactured and packaged in Fort Worth, Montana.